That's what I'm...
Sorry, that's what I'm asking.
What did Barbara say?
So I called the original number on Crystal McBee because I saw that the referral came back in, okay? That was the four, and the original referral that I had gotten on my sheet is the phone one is 445. So that's the number that I'm calling. I got a different phone number that I never got sent to me from July 3rd in that referral because they don't add us.
8519.
And so I called the 445 number thinking because Crystal has been there, but I'm assuming that it's a different woman named Barbara Mack and they're either neighbors, it's a complex, something like that. So,
okay.
But now Barbara is telling me, and when I thought I was calling Crystal, I started talking to Barbara to get more information, and she's telling me that Crystal's the caregiver.
Okay, can I ask you this question? The Medicaid ID 367. Yes?
Yeah, that's Crystal's. But I think Crystal's the caregiver.
Okay, give me, you're just going to listen in. Hold on, okay? I'm just going to make a call. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Also, 445, I'm sorry, that's my bad that I didn't include.
No. I just like...
She sent an email with 8519. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, and then, but then the number for Nakia, I didn't even get. I got a 445 number for Nakia.
So who's the 215-476-8519? Nowhere? No one?
So hold on. That's Barbara's home phone.
Okay, so
445 is Barbara's cell phone.
Her home phone is 8519, but it was never put into Smartsheet?
That's Barbara's home phone.
And it was never put into Smartsheet?
No.
I'm looking at the cell history, 1 second.
Yes, she's right. It's two separate cases, but I'm not understanding because the numbers that I have for Crystal is not Crystal.
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay? I'm going to speak to them, okay? 1 second.
Yes.
Is this Nakia?
Yes.
Hi, Nakia. I know you spoke with Allie earlier, correct?
No. I didn't speak with nobody.
Sorry, Allie. Maybe not today, but she's on Crystal's case.
No, I haven't talked to her. I talked to a guy.
Okay, I just want some clarity. Crystal McBee, you're familiar with her?
Yes.
So you were signing up to be her caregiver?
Yes.
And you live with Crystal? You're with her?
I don't live with her, but yes.
I'm sorry?
I don't live with her.
You're not with her currently.
Well, no, I'm not with her currently.
And she's still interested in signing up for home care?
Yes.
Okay, just had a little of a conflict that she wanted to be a caregiver, but you're saying she's trying to get on for home care services.
Yes.
And can you confirm for me what her phone number is?
I don't have it with me right now. My phone is in another room. Hold up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I ask you, are you familiar with someone, Barbara Mack?
Yes, that's my great aunt.
That's your great aunt?
Yeah.
Is she looking to get signed up for home care?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's not like you were going to be her caregiver. You're not familiar. I'm just getting conflicted information. Yeah, I'm listening.
215,
yeah.
839-2833.
2833?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Crystal's number, and she's still going forward with the home care.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you can call her, because I really don't know nothing, but you can call her.
Okay, you don't know anything about Barbara?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to sort this out on our end. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.